Hi there, Hopeless Joy here, wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. Welcome back and thank you for joining me on this stained glass spirituality fun fest I call my soul journey. The world is changing. Why don't you? How can I be a better version of me? I'm learning new things every day. How about we go over some of Aesop's wisdom for modern anxiety? Like will draw like. Things are not always what they seem. Everything to his taste. One man's meat is another man's poison. The memory of a good deed lives. Slow and steady wins the race. We should never look so high to miss seeing the things that are around us. Creating goals for our anxiety-free life and taking action steps to move toward that life is so important, but it doesn't replace where we are right now. Live mindfully in the moment. Fully be present in your life. Your life is now. And when you ground yourself in the present, anxiety cannot rob it from you. When it comes to fear and anxiety, fear, geez, the mere sight of the word can make some of us just cringe. It is a feeling we have all dealt with at one time or another. It is something that we experience and are conditioned to respond in many, many different ways. Some of us live in constant fear of accidents, of bad people, of getting hurt or getting sick. Others simply take things as they come in life, whether they are good or bad things. In the dictionary, fear is defined as a feeling of agitation or anxiety caused by the presence or imminence of danger. That is a rather ominous definition. Fear can also refer to general anxiety, as in the fear of public speaking or closed-in spaces. These fears arise not necessarily from a present or imminent threat, but rather a perceived threat, which to some can be just as scary. For most people, fear is an unpleasant feeling, and it is so important that we learn how to deal with fear and in the best way possible. Most of us have seen horror movies. Seeing a scary movie once in a while is a good way for us to learn how to deal with fears. We allow ourselves to become involved in a plot to the point where it scares us, but in the end we know that the movie story isn't real and we can go home to our safe lives and not be worried about monsters that were on the movie screen coming to get us because it wasn't real. It's our imagination. Another good type of fear is generated by adventure or sports. Overwhelming majority of us is very well familiar with the feelings of fear and anxiety. It is hardly possible to find someone who does not experience anxiety before an important test or a meeting or a negotiation. We usually feel anxiety before having to give a speech or a debate or being in front of an audience whatsoever, before making an important decision about work or losing something or just anything important. Anxiety is a feeling that can be associated with some worry, concern, uncertainty, self-doubts, discomfort, restlessness, as well as expectations of something unpredictable. However, fear is a much stronger emotion. We can experience fear when we are confronted with the things or situations that we find life-threatening. If you see an angry animal or a snake or something that really scares you, or when somebody we love is in any sort of serious danger, from some perspective, fear and anxiety are quite similar things. because they both represent our reaction on danger and uncertainty, and both can cause us to panic inside. If both these feelings become chronic, they can even cause mental disorders and other serious negative consequences. Get help if you need help. It is never weak to get yourself help. There are great differences between fear and anxiety. First of all, fear is a basic emotion that is, and the majority of people can experience fear in similar situations. At the same time, the emotion of anxiety is more individual and has more diffused causes. Another important difference is the fact that human fear, as a momentary reaction of alarm, usually mobilizes the person and stimulates for an immediate action, say to escape or hide, where anxiety is an emotion that is more oriented on the future and anticipation of something. That is why it rarely evokes a desire for some instant activities or reactions. Finally, some specialists in modern psychology point out the difference between anxiety and fear, that human fear is always caused by a specific thing or object, but anxiety may not always be a subjective feeling. It's why we got to take care of you. I love you. You love you. And you are so freaking amazing. Have you been told that lately? You're amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until we meet again.